second milah. I'd like to begin discussing some of the halacha l'masa aspects of how to organize businesses over the course of Shabbos. The sugya of the Emir Lakum is in Shabbos Kuf Chav Beis, and there the Gemara points out that it's an Iser to ask going to do Malachas and Shabbos. There is a pasuk that the Mechilta darshins that it says Kol Malacha, I think Le Yosa Boy Parshas Boy, and there the Mechilta says Loi Atav Lechavacha B'Loi Goy, and the most Rishonim, the Ramban, and it says very clearly it's only Nesmachta Nemidin De Raisa when is allowed to ask a goy to do malacha. There is a smag that seems to say that this is a din de raisa. Nisharat Sin and Reish Mem Gimel, Siv Kon Zayin points out that almost except for the smag, everybody holds that it's a din de rabbanan, the pasuk in a smachta. There are those who suggest that the smag would only limit it to a goy doing malacha in the home of a Jew. But all the other Rishonim and the Achronim point out that this is an Iser de Rabbanon. The rise that the Eli Rabbi brings is that there are several kulas. For example, in Reish Samach Aleph, Shulchan Aruch discusses Amira La'akum during Ben Hashmoshes, the Tzarech Mitzvah. So certain halachas, for example, giving Maser al Demai is a Mutter, Ben Hashmoshes, Vahidei Goy. Or Hadlokas Aner Shabbos, Alidei Goy, is Mutter Ben Hashmoshes. That's a very significant tzara. So the or for example, for Choylish Ein Basakana, Rematir Alidei Goy. So the Rabbi says, if you have all these exceptions, so then how could it be that it's a Din DeRaisa? We're the basis for that. So therefore, we understand this to be a Din DeRabbanon. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Vav. Chazal are misakin a din of Amir Lanachrim. They write that to have a goy do malacha. Why should it be aser? So Chazal made it aser. There is an indication the Gemara in Shabbos that it's not dafke Shabbos, but Amir Lanachrim is aser in all mitzvahs. We always focus on Shabbos. So Chazal are misakin not to do malachis and Shabbos, but not to ask a goy to do malachis and Shabbos. The Rambam writes, "Shaloi te kalu be'inov v'yavo Yisrael l'chalal Shabbos," because we're afraid that by asking her to malacha, so we'll end up having everything we want get be taken care of by a goy, and then we'll get used to the idea that things are taken care of for ourselves, and ultimately we will become to machalal Shabbos. So it seems to be a combination of atakana and gzeira, atakana that'll lead to zilzul Shabbos, and a gzeira that we may end up coming to Mechala Shabbos. And Rashi discusses the din of the Iser of Mir La'akum. So Rashi has two different entries, and each entry is different. In the Gemara of the Zohar on Tes Vavam and Aleph, there Rashi says, because of Mimtzei Chetzach of Edavar Dover, we can't discuss Melachas and Shabbos, because that goes against the din of having speaking in a different fashion on Shabbos than on Chol. That's the Rambam defines a different the halacha of Mimsei Ches of Darbe Dover. Shalei Diburcho Shal Shabbos Kedi Boshu Chol. So in Chol we can discuss all sorts of different things. We can discuss what a contractor is supposed to do and how they're supposed to fix certain things. But on Shabbos that would be a violation of Diburcho Shal Chol. Would be like Diburcho Shabbos. And Rashi writes in Kuf Nun Gimel Aleph, Rashi writes there that Amira Lenochri looks like Shlichus. Looks like we're asking a goy to do something for us. And it could not mean real Shlichus. Real Shlichus, first of all, there's no Shlichus for a goy. And number two, real Shlichus means that I'm accomplishing something. Shlichus is not a Maisa Gufa. It's a famous choice in Ritva. You can't do Shlichus and a Maisa. Shlichus means that I want to do kiddushin, I want to do, I want to give truma, I want something to be chal. So you know, this is, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was not machadish shlichus in this kind of a context. So Rashi did not mean shlichus. Rashi did not mean that this is a violation of Shabbos ayidei shlichus. But the Rashi was pointing out to us is that the Geder HaIsur is, Chazal said, that a person cannot commission a goy to do something for me in Shabbos such that it looks like he's doing it on my behalf. As opposed to if a goy is doing it, he's doing it because he wants to get it done. So then it would not be part of the Iser of Aver Yaakov. So Yaitzim Mikol Zeh, where do you learn like Rashi? Rashi has two reasons, Dabar Dovar and Shlichus. And the Achronim point out that Rashi's two reasons generate two different halachas. One halacha is that on Shabbos I cannot ask a goy to do malacha for me. That would be a violation of Dabar Dovar Tzeichevtzecha. I can't even ask a goy to do malacha for me on Shabbos. One, if I take a goy aside and they say, and can you take care of my car? Not now, but on Motzoi Shabbos. So when the goy does the malacha, from the shlichus parameter paradigm, should be aser. From the perspective of the Rambam, it's not going to cause a cool in Shabbos. But Rashi says can't do it because we take after Dabar Dovar. And Meidach Eglital points out that Rashi would say on Erev Shabbos, I cannot commission a goy to do malacha for me in Shabbos because then it's ke'ilu, I'm creating this kind of shlichus, and that's the Rambam would say, and it creates a zilus on Shabbos. So that's the two parts of Amira La'akam. The part of Amira La'akam that is Pashut, that one cannot ask a goy to do melacha for me on Shabbos. And the part that Rashi points out in addition, I cannot ask on Shabbos that a goy should do melacha for me even after Shabbos. Two different halachas. So Hayotzim Mikol Zev, whether you have the Shitas Rashi or the Lashon Rambam, that we hold that Amira La'akum is a Chiddush Chazal Mesakin and Iser Ab, even doing things Amira La'akum. Right? Why do I point that out? Because I once heard from Rabbi Reisman, he says that when he was a kid and he learned the Sugi of Amira La'akum, so he learned that Chazal Mesakin and Iser. Then he got older and he learned that Amira La'akum was a Heter. How do you get things done on Shabbos? Like, they go. So we always think of Amira La'akum as a Heter. How do you get this done? How can you? We'll discuss that there. Right? Should be a. Can't be Sipurim Dvama Alma, and I didn't have Shai. So he says, we've conditioned ourselves to take all the coolest. And Amir La'akum is the way. There was a scholar, a historian, that once made some line like that. How do the Jews keep Shabbos before they had Goyim? So we see the Goy as the way, as an accommodation. But they have to retool the way that we think. Amir La'akum is a Chiddush. Chazal said, as far as the Kiddush Baruch is concerned, you could have a goy doing things for us on Shabbos. Chazal or Misakin, you can't do a mir lachad. I said, because it's a din de rabbanan, say they left us some space where we can still make it take advantage of the fact that goyim are not mitzuv in Shabbos and sometimes take care of a choyle shein v'sakana. But we'll discuss the coolest because the coolest are not as broad as sometimes is assumed. Rav Moshe points out, he's a fascinating tshuva. Rav Moshe holds that timers are also to use in Shabbos. It's one of the tshuvas of Rav Moshe that was not so makul. Rav Moshe is a tshuva that we cannot use timers in Shabbos. At the end he says, but you can use timers for lights, but you shouldn't use it for anything else. So he says, because timers for lights was only makul, not for other things. So Rav Moshe was not addressing the issue of Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin depends on whether people realize there were timers or not. So when timers first came out, so then it was Maris Ayin. If your lights were not in Shabbos and household timers are not in place yet, so then that was the Maris Ayin. But after it became very, very accepted that people have timers on their lights, and then it became accepted that they have timers on their sprinklers and they have timers on other apparatuses, so then the issue of Maris Ayin L'chera no longer applies. But Rav Moshe writes that it should be also. Why? Because he says that with timers you can do anything you want in Shabbos. He says you could run your entire business if you have a factory. So you set your factory in autopilot and your factory can run in Shabbos. So he thought that's a zilzul de Shabbos. And then he says, and it's clear from Chazal that we're misaking Amir Eliyakim. Right? That's why it's a fascinating tshuva, because we very, very rarely, and Kali Yisrael is not a Kabbalist, we usually see Takonis the Rabbanim being very, very specific, and not creating a mahalach machshava, and not addressing an approach. Right? So here, Rav Moshe said, no, you see that the Din de Rabbanim, Amir Eliyakim, was creating an approach. Was going at a certain distance from malachas. So if Chazal said that you can't have a goy do malacha for you on Shabbos because it'll be shalotei Shabbos kala be'eino be'eineyan, so he thought that that's what time is it doing. Time is it making Shabbos kala be'eineyan. All right, it's a fascinating tshuva. And the whole mahalach of Rebbeish is very, very interesting. That we should, the halacha l'maisa, we should try to understand l'redes l'kavona son shel Chazal, and then develop that, how it applies bizmanenu. And in this particular case, it doesn't seem like it was one of the few tshuvas of Rav Moshe that did not seem to be accepted outside of the Lower East Side. There is an event that's discussed in Shabbos Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, that there was a fire, and a fire fell in the home of Yosef ben Simoy. Yosef ben Simoy lived in the town of Sichem. Yosef ben Simoy was a tax collector of the Roman governor in the area, northern area of Eretz Yisrael. So he had a lot of money that didn't belong to him. A lot of money that belonged to the Roman governor, and a lot of money that he was responsible for. And so therefore the Roman governor sent his fire department to Sichem in order to put out the fire. And when they arrived, so Yosef ben Simoy said, I'm responsible for this, and this covered Shabbos, and he sent them away from Shabbos. They said, they can't do this, you can't work for me in Shabbos. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu brought a nest because of his dedication for Shabbos, that all of a sudden a cloud appeared, and the rain started, and the rain put out the fire. All right. After Shabbos, Yosef ben Simoy was an honest man, and he sent money, he sent salaries, or he sent payment to all of the Roman fire department that came to put out his fire. That's what the story. And then the story doesn't say, but the Chazal, the Rabbanon, the door, they sent a message to Yosef ben Simoy, and they said to him, Kodesh Baruch Hu took care of you, but do not try this again. That he didn't do the right thing. Because Baruch Hu did a neis, you shouldn't think the neis is a haskoma. It's interesting, a malach, you know, everybody else would say, because Baruch Hu paskin, that was right. So Chazal say no. Because Baruch Hu did not paskin. That's not a psak. So he said, when a person, if this would happen again, so you can't tell them, put out the fire. You can't show them where the fire is. But you can't tell them, you don't have to tell them, lo yisechabe. So the Ran explains what was going on in the mind of Yosef ben Simoy. So he was, he did not commission them. So I guess part of the issue was that he thought maybe they will end up doing it for me. So Chazal didn't really address that in the Kuda. That maybe be Namokim Lahokel. Maybe the governor, the emperor, or the governor is doing it because his money was there. So apparently that was not the issue between the Rabbanon and Yosef ben Simoy. And the fact that it would have been a hefsid also apparently was not the but a yois that they arrived by themselves, that they were not commissioned. So do I have a chiyuv of machah? Do I have a chiyuv to stop them? So the Ran says in this case there was no chiyuv to stop them because the hanah that the Jew received was not a hanah shel mamish. It wasn't that the guy was going to fix my car and now my car is working. It wasn't that the guy was going to put on a light, it was a dark room, and I couldn't function, and he allowed me to function. It wasn't a notional mamash. It was that that he could have ended up losing a lot of money, and the goyim helped him that he didn't lose that money. So that is, they didn't deliver something to him, they prevented something from happening. So Chachamim said, you had no chiyuv to do a macha. Mikan lomdim, that there are numerous, that the halachas of Amir al-Akum are more chomer than we said until now. Until now, we said there's an iser to commission a goy to do malacha for you. All right, there's an iser to commission a goy, say whether it's Shabbos, say whether it's Erev Shabbos. Now we learn, Chazal didn't say, what were you thinking? You're not supposed to stop, there's no din of macha. According to Ran, Chazal was saying, in this particular case, you didn't have to do a macha. Lo Yitzur, the Roman governor would have sent you, and they would have been carrying money, V'chutz, Lo Yitzur, they would have come, and they would have fixed your wagon. You would have been right to say, do a macha. Isn't the Taka right? And you could not be nene from their malacha for you. However, in this case, it wasn't a noshal mamish. So Vaisachais the Ran says we learn the way that we paskin that there's an iser amira la'akum. Two parts of the iser amira la'akum. One is not to commission a davar dover, and the other is not to have a goy do malacha for you. Ashlichus kind of did. So yogli de zilzul Rambam. Number three, if a goy does do malacha for you, then you cannot be nene from that malacha because we're afraid that once you're nene from the malacha, so next week he'll do the same. So that's they won't be marbe mishvila. You have to wait bichdei sheyasa. If a goy does a malacha for you, he fixes your car for you, it was broken, and now the car is running, then you have to, if he does it for you, so then you have to wait after Shabbos, the amount of time that it would take him to fix it after Shabbos, you're not nenei malachtei. And if the goy is doing malacha for you and you see him doing it, then you have to do macha. You have to stop him. You have to. And macha means to tell him to do it, even though you didn't commission it. You didn't tell him to come. He comes on his own. Right? We have that all the time in our neighborhoods, where a person is it contracts out his house to be built. So he has to tell the guy, he has to tell the contractor, Jew or it doesn't matter, you can't build that, you can't do it on Shabbos. Right? The contractor will, why not? Because it's mechuber. If I ask somebody to build something, to build an appliance for me, and I give it to him on February 28th, and I say, I need it in 3 months from now. So I don't have to tell him, don't do it on Shabbos. Give me 3 months to do it. He can do whatever he wants. It's in his shop. He's doing it. Fine. If I give it to him on Friday afternoon and say, I need it with Tzoy Shabbos, then I'm talking to Loch on Shabbos. But if I give it to him 3 months and I say, have this ready for me 3 months from now. No, me and him, I can do whatever he wants. But if it's mechuber, if it's coming to my property where I live, then I have to tell him he can't do it. I have to tell him he cannot come on Shabbos. He can't do it on Shabbos. The special din of Maris Ayin in mechuber. Maris Ayin in mechuber, even though the guy is a kavlan, even the guy is doing it a daitin of shoyvemis. But Chazal made a din, a yois, that people might think is a schir yoyim. It's a Maris Ayin on Amir Liakum. Right? They're not going to know that I gave him 3 months to do this. They're going to think, I told him to come on Shabbos. I'll tell me what you're talking about. Everybody knows this is the way you do. Nobody builds a house. Very, very, very rarely does anybody hire the plumber and the tile maker and put down the floors and the drapes. He hires one contractor. And that contractor hires other contractors. And then each one comes to the house and do a daitin nafshoi. So the Gemara says Chazal made a takana that even though there are, even though this malach is usually done by kablanos, but nevertheless, since people might think it's chir yoyim, so I have to ask the kablan not to come on Shabbos either. Then the question: what happens if it's always done by kablanos? It's never done by chir yoyim. So is it still a maris ayin? If there's yesh, could be maris ayin. That's a machleit in the Ramah and the Native Yehuda. Ramah says, "I feel awful pikein." Chazal made a din that b'mechuber we always have to be choishesh. It's awesome, even b'kablonus. The emes is that halacha lemasa. It's not always b'kablonus. We think it's always b'kablonus, but there are many times when a person has to organize the various subcontractors. He has to make sure that the tiles are placed before the plumber comes. So I know the plumber's coming Monday. I have to have the tiles in place. I know that the appliances are going to be delivered on Monday, and I have to have all the electricity and all the piping in. So there are times. It's not true that we don't do anything but kablonis. We don't do anything but schi. There are times when a contractor, sometimes the Baal HaBayis, will say, "I need you to come in and listen this day." So that to say that the entire industry is a kablonis industry is not entirely correct. If people didn't want to, so that's why I'm not even sure if it's correct to say that this is a machlekes and the Rama. And that we're mamashon, it's a double rochik, what we're saying, right? And I'm saying there's an iser mir lakum. Good. Now there's a marasani mir lakum. Okay. Now there is a gezera of a loy plug on your marasani mir lakum. So if it wouldn't be Shabbos, we would say it's a little bit of a double rochik, but it's Shabbos. It's so that's why we have to be careful. You're the Shem, you become rabbanim in suburban neighborhoods. So then that's one of the things you have to work on, that the. To remind people that they have to remind their contractors not to do melach on Shabbos, and if the contractors if they show up, then one has to do a macha. Right? How far does macha go? You have to lie down in front of the tractor. You make a macha. You have to say you shouldn't come. You don't have to stand there all of Shabbos and that's halach. Halach, you have to make a macha. There are, maybe we'll discuss this more next week. There are. The Rambam writes that a person is a problem to use a home that was built shalai kedin. So it is a davar chomer. It's a davar chomer for another reason. It's a davar chomer because it's something not right about the picture of Jews building homes in suburban neighborhoods and having their homes built on Shabbos. In other words, something wrong with this picture that we, Baruch Hashem, we have been very successful in getting the American people to be sensitive to Shabbos, and businesses are very accommodating in school. Everybody's very accommodating. Baruch Hashem, yanu lekach. So then, to have on Shabbos morning when the goyim want to be accommodating to our Shabbos and they want to sleep a little bit, so they start banging away, or even not Shabbos morning, even Shabbos afternoon. You know, so they see. So why are we, it's such an important day for these Jews? But they can have their homes built on Shabbos. So something's wrong with that picture. I wouldn't kind of make sure. I wouldn't give it a halachic label, but I don't think it's appropriate. Good.
Rabbi, how does this fit in with Josin Gzeira Gzeira in terms of that kind of stuff? Again, it seems like this is definitely one of those cases.
So it is probably a violation of Ein Gozer Gezeira. In other words, it is, just to be magged in this Nakuda, is that when it comes to Mechuber, on Shabbos, Chazal said that we have the Maris Ha'ayin Din is broader than in other places. You know, that's Chazal or Misake. The Legabe, because of Zilus and Shabbos, because of the Din of Shabbos, only in Shabbos. So the answer is we do have, again, so what are you saying? That usually we say, when it comes to Maris Ha'ayin, if a person could be done like Kafsuchos, so then it's not a Maris Ayin, right? What's the getter of Maris Ayin? So Rav Moshe writes, the getter of Maris Ayin is if a person, if I'm doing something which Al Pi Roiv, when people do it, is also to do, right? I'm going into a McDonald's. So I'm going in because of I want to get a coffee. I'm in the middle of New York City. There's a Starbucks on one side. There's a cafe on the other side. There's a lot of places to get coffee. I go into McDonald's. So right, people go to McDonald's in the middle of the city. It's to get treif. That's Marisai. Person goes to a McDonald's in the throughway while he's traveling. So there, many people go in to get a coffee. So that probably would not be Marisai. That wouldn't be treif. Hope they clean their hands. But it wouldn't be Marisai. So it goes Boser Roiv, right? Ramosha, the famous tshuva from Ramosha, beautiful tshuva where he writes that he used to get a ride to shul Shabbat Friday afternoon. So it was after Hadlok Zaneir's time. So there was another woman, an older European woman who couldn't believe the rabbi was going to a car for the Lux and Eris. How you talking? Asking. So I don't know what she thought. I thought Machal Shabbos. I thought he was in real enough. Whatever it is. So they came to Rav Moshe and they said, this woman thinks that things are all right. So he said, it's not a problem, Marisayin. Right? It's not. Why is it not Marisayin? Because she's wrong. Right? She thinks that I can't drive after Lux and Eris. I can drive till I'm a Kabbal Shabbos and Shul. I'm not Mechuyim to Mechabal Lux and Eris. Women are Mechabal Shabbos of the Lux and Eris. So Marisayin doesn't mean because she got the halacha wrong and therefore she thinks I'm a Mavari enough to stop doing what I'm doing. No. Marisayin is if she got the halacha right. She knows that McDonald's sells treif and you can't eat treif. Now, she's saying, maybe I'm eating treif. Because right people go in to eat treif. So that's Marisayin. So coming back over here. So over here, we're saying right people do this bekablonos. So everybody knows that. So over here, Chazal said in Chanami. That is taka the din of Marisayin from Mir La'akum. When you gave your car to the shop, and everybody knows it's your car because you have a, what do they call it, a vintage or designer license plate. Everybody knows that it's your car, right? So, but they see it's not just there in shop, it's been there for several days, so they're not gonna, so they never write to say it did something that's usur, right? Where people leave their cars for longer. It's a dat in nafshoi. I think it's correct. I have to come back to that. But when it comes to, when it comes to mechuber, so there Chazal said, "Hayoyis that it's a goy is going to be doing malacha in your house in the neighborhood." Again, it's only if it's a Jewish neighborhood. If it's outside of the tchum, then even that's mutter. But in tchum, there Chazal said, so there we're being more machmir on amir la'akum. So it could be. Let me come back to your question now. So coming back to your question, so perhaps it is a different din of Zilusa de Shabbos, perhaps. Or perhaps, as I presented it, that in this case, Chazal did extend the din of Marisayin, almost to the kind of din of Afil B'chad V'chador HaMosr. There are chumers in Marisayin. So that's why it might not be a gzera l'gzera. It might be that the getter of Marisayin, the gabe mechuber and Shabbos, is a little bit different. It could be because of Zilusah the Shabbos, could be because of the Kedusha of Shabbos. Or, I said before, it's not incorrect. There are times when Chazal didn't make Zerah. Right? It's not listed as one of them, but...
Is this also why the Ramah says... So, because I thought that you couldn't get Hana until Bithi Shiyasu.
Yeah.
So the Ramah says that for Mechuber, you're not allowed to get Hana at all?
No. No, if the Achrayim raise that question now, they say, how far do we take, when it has to be Mekamacha, how far do we take the din of not getting Hana? So it's true, it's clear, if I ask a goy to put on a light in my room, or a goy on his own puts on a light in a dark room, that's also Hana. That's clear. What about if it's one of the extended dinim, where it's really done Bekablonus? There really is an Amir Lakam over here. It's a Gzeira of Marisayin. So do we go that far? So then I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achrayim and will say that far we would not go to say that you can't get Hana in that case. And you could get Hana. Nevertheless, so in other words, when the Ramah says that one has to be careful not to live in a house that was done Mechil Shabbos, so I believe, I'll look it up again for next week, that the Mishnah Berurah writes that's when it was done with the release of Amir Lakam, not done as an extended, have to look it again. Okay.
But even for that, why wouldn't it just be couldn't get Hana Bithi Shiyasu? Even if it was done
the
Akum, why wouldn't it just be Bithi Shiyasu?
Yes, it could be I'll look it up again, it could be an extended easier. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe I just don't know if there's another source. Don't we say that the Isra of Marisayin is only if you're actually doing, if the thing that you're doing mimics an actual Isra, so like the Gemara about like the fish juice, which is red, you have to put scales in it, you eat a hecker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's with eating blood and different things with treif and with almond milk.
Right.
So, I mean, those are actually surim. Walking into McDonald's, I know it's like a classic thing about Marisayin, but there's no isser about being in the physical space of McDonald's. It's not an isser. If someone sees you eating a burger and it happens to be from like Golan instead of McDonald's, you're eating at McDonald's, that may be, but what meaning will be extended to walking into McDonald's? These things aren't actually served.
Now, I think the din of Maris Ayin is not only on a Maisa Iser per se. Right? Why is that? Why would I say that? Because one of the sources for Maris Ayin, one of the sources is the Mishnah Shkolim, that the Jews, the Kainim, were sent in to bring the coins, the Shkolim, good for Shabbos Shkolim, to bring the Shkolim out of the Beis HaMikdash, had to wear pocketless clothes. So why? So it's one of the sources of Isin Mikiyim, Hashem of Yisrael. So the din of Marzan is Lazam Davka, that I'm doing a Maisa, which could be interpreted. If I'm doing even not a Maisa, which in one context would be Oser. So even then there's the Yisrael Marzan. If it would be reasonable to assume that I'm doing something wrong, then that would be Oser Yisrael Marzan. Yeah, by luck, so by Neris Chanukah, Bizman Chazal, the Gemara writes, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if I have a home which has two front doors, and they're not in the same street, two different streets, so then I would have to light the menorah in both places. Right? So also, it's not a mice.
Not a
mitzvah,
but they see there's a
mitzvah,
so there's a door with
a menorah.
I'm saying,
yeah. So that's there you have it. So if I walk into a place that's a mitzvah, then that usually is associated with Easter. Yeah, I think it's a good rhyme. Good. Okay. So far we've discussed the isurim involved in Maris Ayin. So now let's talk about this. How far does this go? So, the isurim discussed in Amir Lakum. How far does this go? So the Ramah writes in Shin Zayin, even if it is a remez, right? If it's a remez, v'loshein tzibui. Now, to ask a goy directly, that's a miralakum. All right. To ask a goy via a remez is also aser. To ask a goy, they see for devarim, that's already mutter. What is a remez? A remez is if I have a code with a goy, right? When I come in, I need you to turn on the. I'm not going to say anything in Shabbos, but when I come in the house, I need to have the lights on. When I come into the building, I'm not going to say anything, but you know I live in the 17th floor and I have to get up there somehow. So that's a code, right? So that is a remez. So the Ramah writes that one cannot do a remez on Shabbos. The Ramah writes that a remez erev Shabbos a tzorach mitzvah.
That's already a remez b'loshen tzivah.
You know, I'm going to do something. I'm going to wink, and that wink is going to tell you to do something. All right. So that's
just walking in would be okay. Meaning he knows that you want to go on the 17th floor.
Yeah.
And you walking in, that's not meaning you walking in isn't.
I think it is, right? In other words,
you're gonna walk in anyway.
No, but you make your walking in into a code, right? If you make it into a code.
Meaning you have to explicitly make it into a code or if he just knows that's even that is considered a
No. If you've never had a conversation then he's doing malacha on his own. Ultimately, it will be yosser. Yeah, ultimately, you'd have to make a malacha of some sort. All right. Now, it could be that it's with for another reason. It could be that it's a mira la'akum on a derabbanon on the tzorach mitzvah. Right. That could be that calling the elevator is the lights are all LED lights and anything that is a derabbanon and a mira la'akum. It's also drawn. So it could be a shus to shus walking mitzvah because I want to get I see my kids, right? I want to be home for Shabbos. It could be an amir l'amir. That could be, and it could be that you're making it even better if it becomes a code, right? So that could be. But let's say you live on the second floor, so you can take the stairs up. So there's no tzarech mitzvah in going up the elevator. So then to have ultimately, if it works out that whenever I come in, the goy seems to come in, so that l'chor becomes a remez. So then I have to ask him not to do it. Right? The same thing if a person would say that I need goes with the guy, it's Shabbos, and I need a light on. That's already a remez of the tzibur, right? So that also is not good. That also would be Osir and Shabbos. The Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if on Shabbos I tell the guy, why didn't you have all the lights on? Why didn't you turn the lights off? So then that's also a remez, which is Osir, because it's too direct. It could be mutter for other reasons, right? It could be a person can't sleep with the lights on, so and they'll become totally ois mensch without the lights on, so it could be they'll become a chol l'shem sakana. So it could be a mril akum for a chol l'shem sakana mutter. Let's say it's freezing. How cold chol l'meis latzina? So you can ask, so then you can ask a goy, mamsh directly. So then certainly your remez is okay. But a remez, but when it's not a tzarech mitzvah, but it's not for a choyla, so then a mira al yidei remez, a remez derech tzibur, that's osir. A remez derech sipur is mutter, right? Sipur means that you tell the guy it's freezing in my house, right? I forgot to adjust the heat and it's freezing. That's already, right? That would already be a sipur dvar.
Not a
code the first time, right? It could be the 10th time of the code.
So I think in like 39 Malala's book, the difference is like whether you like involve the, do you like mention the guy's involvement? As you like say, like, it would be nice if you could do something versus like, it would be nice if the lights were off. I think it's how we define it, like the difference between like Shalobit, like the Tzibah.
Okay.
Shalobit,
okay, but that's good, no?
But I thought, even if you don't mention the guy, you say it's really, it's
freezing here.
That'd be a secret.
That'd be good.
Even the second time.
I think at one point it probably does become a code. At some point. I think so. When mentions the situation, so that's a remez that it's mutter, right? The person says to the steward, it's you know, it's tough being a Jew, I have to walk up the steps on Shabbos, right? He says, we have a phrase in Yiddish called the Shver Zayin Yid, because I have to walk up the steps. So then he says, that's a secret dvar, right? But if you say, I wish somebody would get me the elevator, so that's already a sipur derech, it's a remez derech tzibur. Right? If you mention your, I think what the great book said is good. No, if you mention my problem, this is my problem.
I thought they were saying it in terms of that works indefinitely, as in even the second time and the third time. Maybe.
I'm not sure. There is a machlegis between the amongst the gdolim whether even a remez, I wonder if he quotes this. Even the sipur dvarim ba'omel work when I go to the guy's house. Why am I telling him this story? Right? So that might relate to what you're saying. Let's go through that right now. Let's say I knock on the guy's door and I say, I can't open my oven. Right? It's an amazing thing. I can't open my oven. You won't believe what these rabbis did. Maybe she wrote a letter to the local Jewish newspapers. So look what the rabbis did. I can't get my food out of my. Now the emes is that's totally unnecessary because that's a psigration. So according to Roy Feiskim, you can ask a goy before you do a psigration, right? Because I'm asking the goy to open the oven. Now when the oven gets open, it's going to turn the lights on. Psigration. So Chaim Kanevsky thinks it's awesome, but most poskim, Rav Shechter Paskins as well, that psik ratios mutter on yidei mir lakum, because there's no davar dovar, there's no shlichus, right? You think about it, what's the shlichus? Open the oven. There's no shlichus. Open the oven and turn on my light. So that'd be okay. But let's say that would be mutter. So they knock on the guy's door. But let's say it's cold in your house. So it also might be mutter because of a kol chamitza tzina. Let's say it's too hot in your house. And there's nobody there who's going to dehydrate. You're not that, yeah. have everybody's in their the prime of their life, everybody's comfortable, everybody's but it's getting very hot. So then you, if you knock on the goy, so if a goy passes by and you say, you know, it's really hot inside here. All right. So see what happens, right? Or the old European approach was to invite the goy in for l'chaim, right? And he comes in for l'chaim and he says, it's really hot, how do you eat? And say, what can I do? So then, or the classic Avril Akum story is where you invite the goy in for l'chaim and he comes in and you can't find the bottle of liquor because it's dark and he turns the light on. So then that's the classic form of a good Avril Akum. Everything works over there. The only problem is that many times the story ends and the goy turned the light off on his way out. So the however, let's say he's not, you're not inviting him in. He's not coming by. You knock on his door and all of a sudden you tell him it's freezing in my house and there's no choler, or he can't get the, he figured out some problem. Or let's say a case, a person doesn't, their oven is on and they don't need the oven anymore and they don't want to spend the money of having the oven on. So there's no heter, there's no tzara. If they're afraid of some danger, all right, then it's certainly mutter. But they just don't want to spend the money. So that would be an Avir Lakum. So that'd be awesome. So now knock on his door and I say, I'm losing so much money. So why am I telling you this on a Shabbos afternoon? So that's the question that's raised. Is that considered to be a Sipur Devarim Ba'alma? So I think the Orchis Chaim of Gelber and Reuben point out that this is not so poshut. I think if they quote Chaim Kanievsky is saying that this could be a this might not be a Sipur Dvarim anymore, right? And Reb Nissen Karelitz says that he thinks that this is still mutter, is okay. L'chor, what's the I saw this also with Simcha Budim Kohn, is a Mara Heron Lakewood. So he also thinks, says that that's mutter. And yeah, so what's the head? Why should it be mutter? The question is, what are we accomplishing when we tell the story? Are we accomplishing that we're not? It's no longer shlichus, or are we accomplishing that the goy is in a daita nafshoi? So if we're accomplishing that he's no longer doing my bidding, so is that really true? Why am I telling the story? On the other hand, if there's an element of a daita nafshoi, so he's making the decision now entirely on his own. So maybe that would be, he figured out on his own what I need. So now coming to your question, what would be if it's the 20th or 30th time over the course of several years? So when they knock on the goy's door, he says, I know already, I'm coming. So is that a code, or is that the emphasis that we had, the minhag is supposed to make on that? Because I guess they say, I guess we hold, that that's still a daita nafshoi. I knock on his door, I've said a word. So he figured on his own. He wants to help me out. So I think that's, so there is, certainly yesh amal smoch, and it certainly is the common approach.
But he's still doing it for you.
He's, the fact that he's doing it for me is, doesn't mean that it's not a daita nafshoi. I mean, the answer, first of all, there are many folks who say which thing is correct. Those who are Mekel would say daita nafshoi means that I need this to get done next week. He's deciding to do it right now. Mm-hmm. That's daita nafshoi, right? Over here, again, what you're saying is correct, and but I'm justifying those who are Mekel. Those who are Mekel saying that the fact that he figured out what to do on his own, and the fact that it's not, again, so how do you, when is it a daita nafshoi, when is it a code? So certainly if I did not set it up as a code, there'd be one reason to say it's not a code. And it's not done something that's, it's not a routine. But when I do come to him, he realizes there's a reason why this man's telling me a story. So that's the Nekudas and Machlekes over there. It's a great book. Have an opinion on this? You know, check it out. Okay.
But I thought Hadaita of Shai doesn't just mean that he's doing it like of his own volition, but that he's doing it for himself.
Hadaita of Shai means that he's made the decision. There's a self. Again, the Pashtus is what you're saying is correct, and Hadaita of Shai means that there is a self interest involved.
Right.
He wants the lechayim. He wants it's better to get the work done today. That's correct. So now the question is, can we stretch Hadaita Nafshoi to mean when he figured out on his own, and therefore it's his, he wants to be Baal Chesed, he wants to do me a favor. So that's that would be in the Kudus Machlekes over there. Yeah. And that's the, it certainly has to be careful in these situations that it should not be Derech Tzivui. That's for sure. That it should be telling a story. Now, in the next case, is that really satisfactory? Have you really accomplished? So that's, I would say, not so clear, but yesh al milu smoch. One of the major issues in the sugya of Amir al-Akum. So we did the discussion, the we are makel on Amir al-Akum to do another drabon that's the shvus to shvus. We're makel on Amir al-Akum and segregation. If there is a daita de nafshoi, what's another daita de nafshoi? This is a good daita de nafshoi. If I ask the guy to wash the dishes, and I wash dishes on Shabbos with cold water, and I use liquid soap and cold water, right? This guy is saying, cold water, there's a dishwasher right over here. Right? So if he wants his dishwasher, it's a daita de nafshoi. I don't care how long he takes him to dishes. I do the dishes, right? Carpet has to be swept up. You can sweep a carpet up with a sweeper. I have a vacuum cleaner there. So that would be the goy using the malocha daita nafshoi. Right? I could bring this object, this is the case of the Alter Rebbe, I could bring the object through the Eruv. But through the Eruv is going to take 20 minutes. There's a way out of the Eruv. So you can bring it out of the Eruv. That's a daita nafshoi. That's a classic case of daita nafshoi. There may be other concerns if he's running the dishwasher all around. That could be a zuzul to Shabbos. The Gemara says Shemilsa to have a noisy thing going on, and it's a noisy thing which requires some kind of more text with a windmill. So it's being done by itself. Mamish, better than a goy, right? So it's but you can't have it going in Shabbos because it's Shemilsa because it's a zilusa to Shabbos that you have a noisy thing that normally is done on the Easter. So. But if the goy says, look, I'll use a dishwasher when you're in shul. All right, that's okay. I'll use a dishwasher in the middle of the night. So that's a daita nafshoi, because they want to save the time. So that would be... There's a question about...
You would let a guy do laundry when you're at shul?
It depends on the situation. If the situation is that the goy is supposed to get this done by Tuesday, and they want to do it today, so why would it be Yasser? I mean, it's on my Tuesday. So the goy decides to do it today. So they're doing melacha in my home. Wait one second. They're doing melacha in my home. That's Yasser, right? They can't do my melacha in my home. But the dishwasher...
There's no winter way to do it.
Right. The dishwasher is... They're doing melacha in my house, but he's doing it for himself. Can a goy wash his laundry... His own laundry and shops in my home. So I think, yeah, that's mutter.
You don't have shemilsa that someone's walking by and they smell the dryer.
I have to vasher osham. It would depend. I mean, is there a chadri chadorim? Is there a chadri chadorim and a goy doing melacha? Tarachin, how far we go? There's no Easter. There's no amir over here. So can I tell the goy he can't do it? I know that's a little bit.
It's his laundry.
Yeah, how can I say that because of my marasai, he can't do his line of Shabbos? I don't think I can do it. I don't think so.
What if the guy asks you, do you mind if I use the dishwasher?
So then you would say, I can't do it in Shabbos. I wash in the sink. But that wouldn't be a problem, but if it's easier for you, and you want to do it when no one's around, yeah, there's mamshah that in Shabbos. Okay, so we'll pick up next time with the Baal Iter. it's important to be worried about ether, and then maybe we'll go right into a business situation. Okay.